It's the guy G Holy, and welcome back to the Dream Team Manifest. I need some applause, some claps, something like that, you know what I mean? But as always, man, let's thank the conceiver and the creator for coming together, allowing this space where, you know, light can take shape in the form of physicality. And we can live our lives and get what we need to get out of this situation and purge what we can't take to the next level and get there, man, and get there. Let's not reincarnate. Let's go to the next level. Well, light actually kind of tricks itself into thinking it's physical, but that's another thing. Like what I wanted to tackle today was character. All too many times I hear people say something made them do something, right? And it wasn't until recently, man, where I personally dug into who I was at the core. And I realized, like, man, nothing, absolutely nothing is circumstantial about your character. I'm going to say it one more time. Nothing, absolutely nothing is circumstantial about your character. Your character is your character. It is what it is. You can't say, I'm only this person in this situation. That makes you that person. Because if you lived in that situation constantly, you would be that person constantly. See, it's some people who, and now that I think about this, I believe I've said this before. I've definitely said something to the effect of this. Maybe it was a part of one of these, but I definitely said something to the effect of this. Because the same example I was going to use just came to my mind. But let me just say this. Let's switch it up. There are people in the world who, under no circumstances, would do things that you do on a daily. You can't say, oh, if they was put in that situation, they would be this. Now, I'm not going to negate outside forces and totally just put that in the closet and act like behavior is not affected by environment. That's not what I'm going for at all. I get that your surroundings shape your being to a certain extent, but there's nothing your surroundings can do to make you something that you're not. It's people who put in situations where other people would be savage, and those people should choose to succumb to the situation rather than to be savage, because that's literally not a part of their character. Not just not a part of their character in their minds. Literally not a part of their character. There are people who don't have their children. And if you ask them, they'll give you a circumstantial answer. My baby dad don't want to, you know, the moms usually be going through something. I'm actually lying. The moms be going through something. The moms be like, yo, just got to get myself together. So I just laid the children on the grandparents and da 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 da. And the dudes is mostly like, man, my baby's mother is keeping them from me. Don't let me see them. Don't let me da. But there's people in the world who, no matter what they're going through, women, they would never leave their children on their grandparents, on the child's grandparents, on their parents. Never in any they would do whatever it took so that those children could lay their head where they lay their head every night. There are men in the world who would go to no end to make sure that they saw their children, no matter what they had to do. They had to gather up $1 million cash to hand to the woman who held their children. They would somehow find a way to pony up that cash. And that's what all these movies be about, really, right? We know that movies is like, okay, you start with a person who has a certain character, and literally by the end, they realize something about themselves, and their character kind of shifts a little bit. That's the way movies work. That's the way all movies work. Because the conflict is with the main character. The main character goes through the challenge. By the end of the challenge, they become a different person than they was when they started. It's the whole point. That's why when they say the moral to the story is, they're talking about the main character. The character of the person. That's the moral. The moral of the story has got to do with character all the time. So when you see these movies that's like, yo, somebody kidnapped somebody's daughter. And that dude, you know, the white dude, man, he constantly, his daughter is always getting taken. I feel like he needs to be a better parent. I don't know how your daughter gets taken three or four times. Like, I think there's a taken 1, 2, and 3, maybe a 4, possibly a 4 coming. So I don't know what's up with that dude's parenting skills. But beyond that, he shows his character throughout. He goes into the most dangerous, treacherous missions with the most rigorous, like the type of condition you have to be in, the type of mind frame you have to be in, the type of will you have to pull off what this dude does to get his daughter back every time, and then she get kidnapped again, but that's another story, is amazing. And it shows his character. There are people who will literally just call the cops and wait for the children to come home. You see what I'm saying? So, under no circumstances, people always bring themselves wherever they go. And I've definitely expressed this before. I remember, but I'm going to say it again. People always bring themselves wherever they go. People always feel like, if their circumstances change, somehow their character would. And they don't realize that's the most backwards way of thinking that you could possibly have. How in the world will events change? Like, if an event is not a challenging event, it will never change your character. Unless it's like some inspirational event, something like that. But just like regular shit, like, yo, I'm gonna get a new car. And I'm going to make sure I keep that car clean. The car I'm in right now is dirty as shit. But when I get a new car, see, I'm just waiting to get a new car. Because when I get a new car, then, you know, yeah. Now, yeah. Go pony up 10, 20,000. Go get a new car. Keep that motherfucker clean for 6 months. Month 7, McDonald's everywhere. It's bags, it's McDonald's, it's sodas, it's juice, it's bras. Whatever. It's all in the car. Everything that was in the old car is in the new car. Because there's no circumstance that can change the character of a person. If you are a messy person, you're gonna be messy wherever you go. Yeah, you're gonna try to keep it clean, to try to like convince yourself that you're clean, but eventually your house is gonna look a mess. You move to a new house, your old house is a mess, your new house is gonna be a mess. And then when it is a mess, all you're gonna do is say, yeah, but when I get my new house, it's like never ending. It's never ending. The ends that people go to, the reach that people have in their mind to think that if something different happens to them, they'll be a different person. And everybody suffers from this delusion in some type of way. I haven't really seen anybody who don't suffer from this delusion. Like, every guy in the world says, if I was 10 inches tall, I'd be in the NBA. Every one of them. Fam, do you know what type of discipline it takes to get to the NBA? You know what type of skill it takes to get to the NBA? You know what type of politicking it takes to get to the NBA? If you had all that shit, my brother, that 10 inches wouldn't matter much to you at all. You'd be 4 feet tall in the NBA. Wouldn't matter. So, you know, same with the women. You know what I mean? Like, all the women is like, yo, it's like kind of like the same thing. Like, yo, if I was 5'10", I'd be a model. Like, you know, let me tell you something. If you was that great, they would make an exception for your 5'2 ass. You'd be the 5'2 sensation. If you was that great, you'd be the 5'2 sensation out this. You'd be walking under the girl's legs. Like, look at this. You would start some new shit, the little models. If your shit was that great, if you just got to be a model, but you just missing the inches on your legs, it'd be a new division of modeling, and you would be the founder of it, the head of it, called Little Models. It's not happening. You know what I'm saying? I just said that to say the delusion is all over the place. It's not just, it's everybody. It's everywhere. The people who know the odds of, they suffer from this a little bit. It's not the same, but it's adjacent. They know the odds of the lottery. And they know the lottery ain't won the lottery in the last 25 years they've been playing, but they play it constantly. Why do they play it constantly? This is why I say it's not that. It's adjacent. Because they trying to change their lives. They're not playing the lottery to win the money. Because money don't just sit in your house or sit in your bank account or sit wherever you put it, whatever, your pocket. Money is a symbol in people's minds for change. Every day, grandmom go to the store. She get a loaf of bread, some pork and beans. You know, they eat crazy. They eat wild. These grandmoms is crazy. Now, I don't know about these new grandmoms. I'm talking about old grandmoms. New grandmoms, they just fucking eat KFC. I don't know, right? These new moms, they go to the, I mean, I'm sorry. These old moms, these old grandmoms, they go to the store. They get a loaf of bread. And I see them to this day, the same ones when I was younger, years and years later, still going to that same store. And with the change from the store, they plan the lottery. They plan the lottery. Not for the money, but for the change in their lives. They think if they get a bunch of money, a bunch of shit is going to change. And guess what? A bunch of shit ain't going to change. You know what's about to happen? They about to spend the rest of their money trying to hit the lottery again. Why? Because they're addicts. They are addicts. They're addicted to gambling. Nothing is going to change once you have more money, except you'll have more money to blow. You're an addict. You'll find a new way to gamble, and you'll blow everything. And then the fucking mansion that you bought, that your whole family lives in, y'all gonna get kicked out because of grandma. Because grandma ain't gonna change. You are who you are through and through. The only way that you can change yourself is to do the work. And I don't like the negative kind of take. Like, I don't like people who say shadow work. I really don't like. Not the people, but I don't like the term shadow work, like the people's school, whatever. Because now it's got like some type of witchcraft, like connotation on it, like some type of fucking, like you got to do spells on yourself to get yourself to be somebody. It's like ridiculous. What shadow work really is, man, is going into the side of yourself that needs to be challenged, to be purged, to eventually disperse from your being. Period. That is it. That can be anything. You don't have to light 6 candles, say this. No. You can go inside yourself, inside your mind, change that, you know, turn that trauma around, touch that trauma, boom, turn it around, boom, shit disappears. It's not that deep. People think they need all these gadgets and tools to access themselves, like they're not with themselves all the time. You don't need Allah. You don't need Yemaya. You don't need Yahovah. You don't need a tree bark or some special type of oil to access yourself. See, people in these traditions that are not Abrahamic faiths, they're not like big 3 faiths or big 7 faiths. They feel like they're doing something different than everybody else. When in all actuality, like, most of the time, there's a person between them and God. Again, you know, Christians call them pastors. You know, somebody else might call that person a shaman. You know, somebody else might call that person a, you know, whatever. Whatever it is. You still got somebody between you and God. And that is not going to help you change and build character. That's going to put extraterrestrial. That's going to put, what do you call it when it's like, that's going to put things outside of yourself and control of yourself in your own mind. And then everything about you will be like extroverted, you know, it'll be, subsequently, everything will become circumstantial in your mind because you don't have that direct connection with God because you don't got a direct connection with self. And that's a dangerous game, man. That's a dangerous game. I would say no matter what you are part of, realize you don't need access to God or the God in you or the God outside of you or anything else from another person at all. At all. It's a direct connection. As much as you can tell. Look, where you think Google came from? Right? If you can type in such and such, such and such, and something come up, boom, Google. You can do the same thing with yourself. You do the same thing with what you would call God. Hey, God, boom, I'm going to meditate on it. You know what I mean? I'ma sit with it. I'ma let it go. And then when it come back around, the information is on its way. It's going to come to you. You just got to be a little more abstract in the way you receive information. But you'll see it. It'll be put right in front of you. I'm sure of it. It's a proven system. I'm sure of it. The answers will come to you. So, yeah, I'm getting a little off track. But, yeah, listen, it's the God G Holy. This is the Dream Team Manifest. I got more listeners than ever, but I'm uploading less joints than ever. So it is what it is, man. I'm doing more, so look out for it. I've said that a million times, but look out for it. All right, y'all.